Unit 7. Factors influencing the interaction between India and Pakistan. Page 15. Structure. 7.0. Objectives. 7.1. Introduction. 7.2. Factors influencing India's policy towards Pakistan. Border incidents of 1947-48, the Kashmir issue, and Pak-sponsored terrorism. 7.3. Factors relating to trade, travel, debt settlement, and sharing of Indus waters. 7.4. Factors relating to U.S. arms supply to Pakistan. 7.5. Factors relating to Pakistan-China military relationships. 7.6. Pakistan's quest for nuclear weapons as a factor. 7.7. Factors influencing Pakistan's policy towards India. 7.8. Kashmir factor in Pakistan's relations with India. 7.9. Questions of military parity with India. 7.10. India's nuclear weapon status as a factor in Pakistan's relations with India. 7.11. Conclusion. 7.12. Let us sum up. 7.13. Keywords. 7.14. Some useful books. 7.15. Answers to check your progress. Page 16. 7.0. Objectives. By going through this lesson, you will be able to understand how India and Pakistan have been major factors in the foreign policy goals and concerns of the two countries. The influence of the border war between India and Pakistan during 1948 and the Pak-occupied Kashmir on India's policy towards Pakistan. The issues relating to trade, travel, debt settlement, and Indus water sharing. The threat perceived by India as a result of Pakistan's military engagement with the United States, China, and its quest for nuclear weapons since the 1980s. The concern in India towards Pakistan's support to terrorists in the Kashmir Valley since the late 1980s. Pakistan's own fears and threat perception as a result of India's size, power, conventional military superiority, and finally arising out of India's acquisition of nuclear weapon status since 1998, and finally how it is being pointed out by analysts and decision makers in both countries in recent years that the two countries should resolve their bilateral problems through negotiations and develop a peaceful relationship in order to play their due role at the regional and international level. 7.1. Introduction. It is generally known that when two nations have adversary relationships and are involved in competitions for power, superiority, and status, dealing with the adversary enemy nation becomes the major concern of each other's foreign policy. This is what was and even now is the position with regard to US-Soviet-Russia relations. In the context of South Asia, in a similar fashion, India and Pakistan constitute the major factors in each other's foreign policy. As many analysts have rightly pointed out, Pakistan is an obsession with the Indian leaders and its foreign policy, as is India an obsession with Pakistan, its leaders, and its policy. It is indeed unfortunate that the two nations have not risen above this position over the years. They look at and practice their larger regional and international policy from the prism of each other. In this lesson, an attempt is made to analyze and understand how Indian and Pakistani policies towards each other has been practiced during the last 50 years. Page 17. 7.2. Factors influencing India's policy towards Pakistan. It is useful to bear in mind that some of the important factors having an influence on India's policy towards Pakistan after the partition related to the border war imposed on India by Pakistan, its occupation of certain territories in Kashmir area, POK, and the manner in which Kashmir became the core issue for Pakistan. Pakistan became a major factor in India's foreign policy because of the territorial and ideological threat or challenge it posed to India vis-a-vis the Kashmir issue. Immediately after independence, India had to face the Pakistani army intruders in the Kashmir Valley who had entered the Indian territory with the avowed objective of weaning away Kashmir on the sole ground of its majority population being Muslims. For India, it was an acid test to its secularism and the defense of Jammu and Kashmir more so because of the signing of the instrument of accession by the Hindu Maharaja of Kashmir, Hari Singh. In one of his interviews with a foreign scholar, Jawaharlal Nehru had remarked that 35 million Muslims remained in India after partition and that there are more Muslims in India than in Pakistan. He also referred to how the National Movement of Kashmir had rejected the Muslim League and its two-nation theory. Kashmir also occupied and even now occupies a prime place in India's policy also because of its geostrategic location, flanked by China, the Soviet Union and Afghanistan. Economically also, Kashmir was considered important because the caravan trade routes from Central Asia to India passed through the Kashmir state. This was a factor which was reiterated forcefully by Nehru and all his successors whenever they have referred to the Kashmir factor in Indo-Pak relations. The occupation of certain areas of Kashmir in what is called Pak-occupied Kashmir in the border conflict of 1947-48 was therefore one of the issues which agitated the minds of Indian leaders. Taking advantage of the UN resolution of 1948, which asked Pakistan to vacate the territories it had occupied in the course of the armed conflict, the Indian leadership rightly referred to the violation of the UNSC resolution by Pakistan as one of the reasons why it could not hold the promised plebiscite in the Kashmir Valley as promised earlier by Nehru. The manner in which the Western powers rallied in favor of Pakistan in the world body was yet another factor or development which saddened Nehru. Page 18. Nehru was so concerned about preventing a further war from Pakistan that he offered a no-war pact to Pakistan in 1949 and reiterated it later again. Such repeated offers were also made by Mrs. Gandhi too. But the Pakistani leadership refused to accept the no-war offer and in fact said Bhutto and Liaquat Ali also that they wanted to keep the use of force option till the Kashmir issue was resolved in their favour. In the early years of Indo-Pakistan relations, the other issues that dominated the minds of Indian leaders were how to handle the exodus of Hindu minorities who were crossing over to India from East Pakistan. An estimated 12 million Hindus crossed over to India after partition in 1947-48, which increased again between 1950 to 1952. This happened despite Nehru-Liaquat Ali Pact of 1950. rehabilitating the Hindus who had thus crossed over to India was one of the huge tasks that had to be taken up by the Nehru government. Handling the property questions relating to the refugees who had crossed over to India was also yet another problem which engaged the Indian decision makers in the years after partition. Negotiations between India and Pakistan in 1949-1950-1953 were unproductive, but finally, in 1954, the government of India decided to acquire the right and title of evacuee properties in India and utilize them for giving compensation to displaced persons. Problems relating to travel, trade, and debt settlement. One of the more sensitive issues arising out of partition related to travel by the natives of the two countries. Though an international passport visa system was introduced between the two countries in 1952, due to Pakistan's insistence, free travel remained inhibited. The agreements of 1953 and 1955 and 1956 finally led to the easing of restrictions of travel by the nationals of the two countries. Likewise, border trade between India and Pakistan, which had assumed controversial overtones, was somewhat smoothly resolved as a result of the agreements of 1953 and finally in 1957. Parity was established between the Indian and Pakistani currencies, rupees. Despite all this, there was very little capital movement between India and Pakistan. Page 19. Yet another issue between the two countries after partition related to the settlement of debts incurred by the two nations. While Pakistan decided to shy away from its commitments, which were estimated by India to be rupees 300 crores, the conference of 1956 settled the matter, with both sides agreeing to sharing of repayment or settlement, with India bearing the major portions of it as a country with larger revenues and resources. Indus Water Treaty. Sharing of Indus waters, which was yet another problem between India and Pakistan, was resolved by the signing of the Indus Water Treaty on 1st April 1966, which resulted in Pakistan agreeing to share more water to India to meet practically needs of all canals on the Indian side. 7.4. Factors relating to U.S. arms supplies to Pakistan. One of the most important issues which has shaped India's policy and attitude towards Pakistan relates to the military relationship that developed between Pakistan and the United States since 1954. What contributed to the success of such military relationship was the U.S. desire to have Pakistan as its military ally to contain the Soviet Union, and the Pakistani desire to use the American arms to establish parity with India. It also brought the Cold War to South Asia, which Jawaharlal Nehru all along wanted to avoid. There are any number of speeches delivered by Nehru and his successors pointing to the negative consequences of U.S. arms supplies to Pakistan. India was concerned that Pakistan used those weapons in the 1965 war. What disturbed India more was the policy of tilt towards Pakistan adopted by the U.S. government. Under Richard Nixon, in the wake of the 1971 Indo-Pak War and the continued supply of weapons to Pakistan during the 70s, 80s and 90s. Notable among them are the F-16 fighter aircrafts which the US supplied to Pakistan and the consequences it had on India's threat perception and arms procurement policies. US arms supplies to Pakistan have continued even during contemporary times. The use of Pakistan by the US in its war against Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda in 2001 and the conferring of a major non-NATO ally status to Pakistan by the Bush administration recently points to the striking continuity in US-Pakistan military relationship from the 1950s to the present. Needless to emphasize, it has acted as one of the strong factors in India's policy towards Pakistan. That also explains the primacy to Pakistan attached by the Indian decision makers in their foreign policy concern.
Page 20.
7.5. Factors relating to Pakistan-China military strategic relationship. The primacy of place attached by India to Pakistan as part of its foreign policy is also to be understood as a result of the development of military strategic relationship between Pakistan and China ever since the boundary demarcation agreement signed by the two countries in 1963. Not only did Pakistan give to China certain portions of the territory belonging to Kashmir to the utter disadvantage of India, but has also been the beneficiary of Chinese arms supplies since then. The coming together militarily of the two enemies has enormously affected India's security and defense policy. The ultimatum issued by China to India on behalf of Pakistan in 1965, its pro-Pak policy during 1971, supply of M-11 missiles in the recent years, and its clandestine support to the nuclear weapons program of Pakistan has caused great security concerns to India and has consequently affected its Pakistan policy. India's efforts to break the nexus between Pakistan and China have not yielded any noticeable success, though in recent years India-China relations too have improved significantly. 7.6. Pakistan's quest for nuclear weapons. There are enough available documents to show that Pakistan embarked upon its nuclear weapons program way back in the 70s itself. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's serious efforts to get the support of Islamic nations to produce what he often called the Islamic bomb and his famous statement that Pakistanis will eat grass but produce the bomb are evidences which throw light on Pakistan's nuclear program. The covert nature of its bomb status and the same becoming public barely 3 weeks after India's nuclear tests in 1998, which goes to show the hidden nature of Pakistan's nuclear weapon program. Its refusal to give a no first use of nuclear weapons pledge, unlike India, and the veiled threats given by its leaders during the Kargil war that Pakistan would not hesitate to use nuclear weapons against India, are factors which have contributed significantly to the serious nature of threat India perceives from Pakistan and the consequent negative impact it has had on India's policy towards Pakistan. India has accordingly responded to the Pakistani challenge in its own considered way. Page 21. Check your progress. 1. Note. 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Comment on the factors influencing India's relations with Pakistan. 2. Examine how India handled Pakistan's nuclear program. 7.7. Factors influencing Pakistan's policy towards India. Just as Pakistan has remained one of the major factors in India's foreign policy, India too has remained one of the major preoccupations of Pakistan's foreign policy. In fact, As many observers have stated, Pakistan's foreign policy has been predominantly India-centric. Pakistani leaders, right from 1947, and for that matter, even during the freedom struggle, the Muslim League leaders never saw eye to eye with the Indian leaders. They never reconciled to the geographical, strategic, and economically powerful position that India enjoyed and always suffered from an inferiority complex. That inferiority also led to insecurity. Leaders like Liaquat Ali, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, and many others often complained of India trying to absorb Pakistan back into its fold. Page 22. Slogans like Akhand Bharat, raised by Hindu nationalist leaders in India, further contributed to such fears of the Pakistani leaders. Repeated statements by Jawaharlal Nehru that India had no territorial designs on Pakistan and that India wanted a peaceful, stable and secure Pakistan were not taken seriously at all by the Pakistani leaders. Nehru's offer of a no-war pact to Pakistan had the objective of reassuring the Pakistanis that India had no desires of waging a war on her to reintegrate Pakistan into India's fold. Pakistani leaders looked at Nehru's proposal differently, saw it as a trap, and therefore reiterated from time to time that as long as Kashmir was an issue between India and Pakistan, they would never sign a no-war pact with India. 7.8. Kashmir as a factor in Pakistan's policy. The single most dominant factor which has shaped Pakistan's policy towards India from its inception to the present is its strong desire to integrate Kashmir into itself. As is well known, Pakistan claimed Kashmir for itself mainly on religious grounds, the fact of its being a Muslim-dominated region, and therefore it should go to them naturally. Pakistan's case for Kashmir was eloquently stated by its Prime Minister Liaquat Ali Khan in his address to Pakistan's Constituent Assembly on January 19, 1950. He said, "Geographically, economically, culturally, and religiously, Kashmir is a part of Pakistan. The overwhelming Muslim character of its population, its strategic position in relation to Pakistan, the flow of its rivers, the direction of its routes, the channels of its trade, the continual and intimate association which binds it to the people of Pakistan from time immemorial, link Kashmir indissolubly with Pakistan. A very powerful defense of its claim over Kashmir, indeed. Pakistan linked its very identity to Kashmir. It was for this reason that the Muslim League earlier and Pakistan after 1947 did not accept the decision of the Maharaja of Kashmir to accede to India. They described it as India's forcible integration. Pakistan's military intrusion into Kashmir Valley in 1947-48 and its forcible occupation of certain regions of Kashmir, Pak-occupied Kashmir as we stated, is to be understood in the context of the decision of Pakistani leaders to use military means to annex Kashmir from India. Pakistan's decision in 1963 to part with certain regions of Kashmir to China in the Karakoram region as part of the boundary agreement it signed with China had also the ulterior motive of complicating the Kashmir issue. Page 23. Its military strategic links with China, which developed from 1963 onwards and which has continued to the present times, is also to be understood in the context of its desire to bring in China on its side and thus weaken India militarily and otherwise. The war that Pakistan fought with India in August 1965 over Kashmir and manner in which many Pakistani leaders like Bhutto talked of bleeding India white, taking revenge over India. After India's role in the liberation of East Pakistan in 1971 are very important factors not to be lost sight of in any understanding of Pakistan's policy towards India. Pakistan has also used the Islamic Forum, the Organization of Islamic States, OIS, to drum up support for its Kashmir policy, as well as maligning India in the eyes of the Islamic nations. The support that Pakistan got from the Western nations, particularly the United States in the UN Security Council in the 50s, 60s and 70s, also point to the very effective propaganda that Pakistan has carried out against India. More importantly, for the last 10 years and more, Pakistan has been given moral, material and military support to the terrorist groups operating in the Kashmir Valley. The present leadership of Pakistan describes it as a freedom struggle waged by the Kashmiris independently. But there are enough evidences at the international level, America itself accepts it, that the Pakistani leaders, especially its inter-services agency, IS, have been training the terrorists and sending them to Kashmir Valley to destabilize India. Thus, it is seen from the above that Kashmir has been the significant factor in Pakistan's policy towards India. 7.9. Factors relating to Pakistan's quest for military parity with India. Yet another important factor, which has been one of the constant factors in Pakistan's policy towards India, is its quest for military parity with India. During the freedom struggle too, the Muslim League and Muhammad Ali Jinnah felt inferior to the Indian National Congress, and that position continued even after partition. Not able to match India in size, population and resources, Pakistan launched itself on a foreign policy strategy of establishing politico-military links with other countries like China and the United States to attain artificial parity with India. Bhutto wrote clearly that Pakistan will always need a plus factor for coping with India. See his book, Political Situation in Pakistan, 1968. Page 24. A former Pakistani and presently a Bangladeshi scholar, G.W. Chaudhary, a scholar who held several official positions during the Ayub Khan and Yahya Khan regimes, wrote, "To ward off India, Pakistan moved to the Commonwealth and the Muslim countries since the early years of its independence, 1947-53. Next, it relied upon the United States through bilateral and multilateral defense pacts. When the Western arms joined Soviet arms in India's military build-up following the Himalayan debacle, Pakistan looked to China. As revealed by G.W. Chaudhary and many Indian scholars like Muhammad Ayub and K. Subramaniam, Pakistan joined the American alliance system and obtained military weapons from it to attain parity with India without much success. Its linkages with China, as seen from the Boundary Agreement of 1963 and the steady supply of conventional arms since then, Chinese supply of M-11 missiles and the support that China has given clandestinely to Pakistan's nuclear weapons program goes to show the strength of Pakistan's China connection. As for the United States, it has, with some brief interruptions, supplied military weapons, especially F-16 fighter aircrafts, to Pakistan and has recently conferred on Pakistan the status of a major non-NATO ally. All this has had undoubtedly a very serious impact on India's threat perception from Pakistan. 7.10, Nuclear India and Nuclear Pakistan as factors in each other's foreign policies. The decision of the Vajpayee-led NDA government to publicly go nuclear following the 5 tests that were carried out on May 13, 1998, and Vajpayee's declaration that India is now a nuclear weapons state elicited a similar response from Pakistan within 2 weeks. The 7 tests carried out by Pakistan on May 27, 1998, led to its leadership too declaring itself a nuclear weapons state. Thus, since May 1998, the Indian subcontinent has been overtly nuclearized. Both India and Pakistan have acquired some bombs, numbers not known, and have even declared their nuclear doctrine. Though India has given a declaration of no first use of nuclear weapons, Pakistan has refused to give any such pledge. On the other hand, during the Kargil War and after, the military leadership issued veiled threats of using nuclear weapons if the situation demanded. With the dialogue process having been restarted after Vajpayee's visit to Islamabad during January 2004 to attend the SAARC summit, and following the recent foreign secretaries' level talks, some nuclear confidence building measures have been established, like the establishment of a hotline communication link at the level of foreign secretaries. India and Pakistan seem to be moving in the directions of responsible nuclear weapon behavior. The nuclear issue is yet another factor which is influencing the policy behavior of India and Pakistan towards each other. Page 25, 7.11, Conclusion. This lesson on the factors influencing the interaction of India and Pakistan clearly shows that there are several factors which have influenced the bilateral interaction of India and Pakistan. Notably, among them have been Pakistan's war over Kashmir in 1947-48 and 1965, trade, travel and debt resettlement, Pakistan's military linkages and the United States, other Western powers, China since 1963, and with the United States again in a more rigorous way after the American war over Afghanistan, and Al-Qaeda culminating with the conferring of the major non-NATO ally status on Pakistan by the United States. To this has also to be added the moral, military and monetary support given by Pakistan to the terrorists operating in the Kashmir Valley. All this has undoubtedly affected the bilateral interaction between India and Pakistan. While the 50s to the 80s witnessed a competition of sorts between India and Pakistan, with India trying to maintain its conventional military superiority and Pakistan trying to attain parity with India, the nuclearization of Pakistan and India in 1998 introduced fresh problems and opportunities to both India and Pakistan. As noted earlier, it looks like the two countries have now realized the need for not only responsible behavior by each other, but more importantly feel the need for finding a lasting solution to all their bilateral problems, including the Kashmir issue. This is a welcome trend, and hopefully it will introduce positive elements into the interaction between India and Pakistan. Page 26. Check your progress too. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Explain the Kashmir factor in Pakistan's policy towards India. 2. Comment on the military parity issue as a factor in Pakistan's relations with India. 7.12. Let us sum up. This lesson has examined in detail the factors affecting the interaction between India and Pakistan. Pakistan's military linkages with the US and China are factors along with Pakistan's intransigent attitude towards the Kashmir issue has agitated the minds of Indian decision makers. For Pakistan, wresting Kashmir from India's hands and seeking military parity with India is in conventional and nuclear weapons has remained one of its objectives, influencing its relationship with India. Page 27. 7.13. Keywords. Intransigence. Refusing to compromise. Instrument of accession. Document signed by the Maharaja of Kashmir Hari Singh acceding to the Indian Union. 7.14. Some useful books. Appadurai and M.S. Rajan, India's Foreign Policy and Relations. S.S. Bindra, India and Her Neighbors. Sisir Gupta, ed. A Study of India-Pakistan Relations. Surjit Man Singh, India's Search for Power. V.P. Dutt, India's Foreign Policy. 7.15. Answers to Check Your Progress. Check Your Progress 1. 1. See Section 7.2 of this unit. 2. See Section 7.5 and 7.6 of this unit. Check Your Progress 2. 1. See Section 7.8 of this unit. 2. See Section 7.9 of this unit. Page 28. Notes.